Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Courtney Cox and Alex Peasy from Carbon Events and Recreation. Courtney, Alex, some of my favorite people to have in the studio. Uh-huh. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. Absolutely.
Thanks for having us back here all the time. We love it.
And you know, it's always fun because there's always something new going on at Carbon Events and Recreation. And down at the circuit offices, you guys just nonstop. We just ended the fair and you guys have jumped into about 20 other different events. Yeah. And they're all a lot of fun. But I think one that a lot of people are going to be excited about coming up on July 4th, of course, you're going to have your big fireworks display. And I love it. The community loves it. So what's this year going to look like?
So last year we tried something new and we partnered with Price City Culture Connection to host a series of concerts during the event, and we are going to do that again this year. So we have two great bands that are coming down, the Groovonics and the Brennan West Band. They're going to start at 7 p.m. These concerts are totally free. We'll pause briefly to watch the fireworks show and then we'll get back to the music. So it was so fun last year. After the fireworks were over and done with, we had people up on the pad in front of Thelma's Park stage dancing and just having a great time. I can't wait to see it again this year.
Oh yeah, it was an absolute spectacle last year, and mm-hmm. it goes along with, you can't really beat music mm-hmm. outdoors, especially on the 4th of July. Yes. You got the fireworks going, the family's all out there. It's one of those feelings that makes you really proud to be an American, because it doesn't feel like that happens really anywhere else.
Right, absolutely.
And yeah, I would agree.
And you know, also coming up, you have several youth camps coming right around the corner. Alex, yeah, I know you wanted to talk about that. So what do we have on the schedule?
Yeah, so we have our sports youth camps happening this summer, and we are currently running our soccer one, and then next week we will get into our flag football camp. And then in July, we have our volleyball and basketball camps. Those are from 8:30 to 11. And then something fun that we're adding in this year to our volleyball and basketball camps is we're adding in the all-ability camps, and they will be happening from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. every day.
You know, I've really loved the addition of these All Abilities events down at Circuit, because you guys are putting so much effort to make sure that everyone is included, you know, people of all different mobility ranges, whether you be able to run, maybe you're not able to, everyone is included in these. It's a great opportunity to get out and really get involved in these. Now, another thing that I love is your guys' involvement in the community, and it shows especially during these city celebrations when you guys are playing host to a lot of these 5Ks, kind of facilitating them and helping make sure they get off the ground. So what's that like, kind of planning these 5Ks for the cities?
They're super fun. I always giggle that people want to come out and just run with us and have a good time, but I truly enjoy it every year. And we have our Pleasant Valley Days one happening on July 5th up at Schofield, and that one is always a blast. And then we have our Greek Festival on July 10th, and working with the Greek church and everybody out there is always a great time as well.
You know, I really love the community feeling that these events have. You know, you're getting people from the county involved, you're getting people yeah. from the city, different churches involved. It really is a full team effort, and it shows in the quality of it. I mean, you can't find this quality hardly anywhere else, and you don't expect it from a small town, but it's incredible what you guys are able to pull off, so big props to you there. Yeah. Another event coming up, you got Bingo for Boomsticks, and you know, if that's not a catchy title, I don't know what is.
Well, I think it's because they can't say Bingo for Firearms, you know what I mean? I think they have to advertise it a little bit different, but I agree. So the Desert Ducks branch of Ducks Unlimited here locally, they're going to be hosting the Patriots Bingo for Boomsticks event at the Event Center on July 18th. Doors are opening at 6 p.m. Entry fee is $25, which gets you a pizza dinner, door prize entry, a Ducks Unlimited annual membership, and a Ducks Unlimited hat. They are going to be doing 11 rounds of bingo, and every round wins a boomstick.
You know, people around here love their boomsticks, so this is a great chance to have some fun and possibly walk home with one. So it's going to be an absolute great time. And then to kind of round us out, it'll be a bit of a peek into the far future. Coming up, I believe July 27th, the Fierce Fighting Championship making its return to the Carbon Events Center.
And I can't remember if it's the 26th or 27th, but you're right. It's right around there, Aiden. I think it's the 26th. So yes, they're going to be returning. My understanding is they've got some great fighters on the card coming up, and it's always a really enjoyable time. So touch base with Fierce if you're interested in tickets or learning more information, and then as we get more, we'll make sure that we've got it out on our Facebook page also.
Always fun seeing Fierce make its return to Carbon County. I mean, got its start here, and now it's kind of expanded into something major statewide. Traveling around, they see a lot of very talented fighters, so I highly recommend checking it out if you have any interest in that scene. Now, Courtney, Alex, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
We always have something going on. you know, over at Circuit, whether it's on our property, whether it's at North Springs, there's always events and activities. So if you're interested and you're looking for something fun to do, give us a call, see what registrations we've got open, see what events we've got coming up. Like you said, we ended up the fair, you know, back at the beginning of the month, and you'd think that that was time for reprieve, but we just hit the ground running on the next thing. So
it's always fun having you guys in. Alex, Courtney, it's a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Courtney Cox and Alex Peasy with Carpet Events and Recreation. We're previewing some events upcoming down at Circuit. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.